让我们以清晨的甘露做彼此的分享。
This morning, I'd like to use the topic of the morning dew as a topic for mutual encouragement.
我们请看诗篇的110篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 110.
诗篇110篇的第三节。
Psalm 110, verse 3.
110篇三节，当你掌权的日子，你的民要以圣洁的装饰为衣，甘心牺牲自己，你的民多如清晨的甘露。这节经节是大卫的诗。
This is a psalm of David.
他在应许神要成为以色列的帮助。
It promises that God will be the help of the nation of Israel.
那在这里也是有在第一节的部分，耶稣曾经引用。
And the Lord Jesus has quoted verse 1 of this psalm.
他说：“主对我主说，你坐在我右边，等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。”
It reads, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool."
这就是指着基督耶稣的得胜。
It represents the triumph of the Lord Jesus Christ.
基督耶稣得胜是在他这个死后复活。
Our Lord Jesus' victory occurred after his death and at his resurrection.
所以就是指着这些清晨的甘露，就是指着我们现在的选民呢。
And so the morning dew refers to the chosen people today.
他说你的民要以圣洁为装饰为衣。
And it says that your people will be clothed in holiness.
然后甘心牺牲自己。
They will volunteer themselves.
他说你的民多如清晨的甘露。
And your people will be like the dew of the morning.
或者说小智有说或作你少年时光如清晨的甘露。
Or the dew of your youth.
那在这段经文就是对我们每一个信基督徒的一个勉励。
And so this is an encouragement to all Christians today.
勉励我们能够这个成为基督耶稣的这种圣洁的国民。
It encourages to be a nation of holiness.
也能够成为他的基督精兵。
So that we can be good soldiers of Christ.
所以在这个以前旧的台湾的总会神学院旧的那个总会那里神学院门口就是有两个牌子。
There's two plaques at the entrance of the old General Assembly in Taiwan.
那一边在神学院门口，这一边牌子写着这个一粒麦子，然后一边写着清晨甘露。
And it is also the door of the theological school. And on one side it says a grain, and the other side says morning dew.
这两个很对，是对神学生的勉励。
And this is an encouragement to the theological students.
我想也可以做我们每一位信徒的一个勉励。
But I think that it can also be an encouragement to all the believers.
那我们从这个甘露它的特色来做一个分享。
So I'd like to share with you the qualities of the morning dew.
甘露它有很几样很特别的地方。
There are many special characteristics of the morning dew.
第一个就是它是新的。
The morning dew is new.
因为这个露水等太阳出来的时候，它就消掉了。
And because every morning, once the sun has arose, the morning dew would disappear.
然后呢，它就在空，它的水汽都在空气中了。
And the water molecules will be in the atmosphere.
那等到这个晚上气温降下来的时候，它又结成露水。
And only when it's at nighttime, when this water will come down and form the dew again.
那所以每一天那个每一颗露珠每一天都是不同的这个水汽的组合啦。
And so each drop of the dew is composed of a different combination of molecules.
都是重新再组合的。
And it is a new combination every time.
所以这给我们一个那种一种勉励，就是说我们属灵成长要是每天都是新的。
And the teaching here is that during our spiritual growth, we need to make every day anew.
这个世界如果像传道书所说的
If the world is like what is described in the book of Ecclesiastes,
所罗门王说，这日光之下哪里有新的事呢？
There is nothing new under the sun.
一代过去，一代又来。
Once a generation passes, another generation comes.
地却永远长存。
But the earth remains forever.
那么万事令人厌烦。
And everything just troubles the soul.
怎么会有一件事你指的是新的呢？
What can you find that is new?
所罗门王他观察日光之下的现象。
So after Solomon observed the things under the sun,
他是一个很智慧君王，他已经看到这个重点了。
And he was a wise king, so he observed this truth.
你也许会认为所罗门他的时代没有现在这样的科技。
Perhaps you may think that during Solomon's time, there's no modern technology.
现在的科技日新月异，可以说这个新的东西几乎每天都跑出来啊。
Because in modern times, there's new technology daily that comes out.
人的这个创意不断的在开花。
And men continue to invent new things.
但是这些东西这些新的事物出来，会让我们觉得。我们更加的有活力吗？
But do you think that these new inventions give you more energy?
还是让我们觉得每天都有这种生命都有新的活的那种新的感受吗？
Do they make your life seem more alive every day?
这些新的东西只要它是属物质的东西。
But as long as these inventions are material inventions,
其实它不会带给我们任何的这种惊喜的。
They will not bring us any surprises.
现在人多么期待每天都有新的事物。
People today look forward to having new things.
在台湾有一个那个红茶的广告那歌词就是这样写。
There is a commercial about red tea in Taiwan.
当你打开这个红茶的每一天打开的时候，就有不断的惊奇上演。
Every day, when you open a bottle of the tea, you would be surprised every time.
现在人期待每天早上看到都是新的。
And so that is the hope of people today, that is to find new things.
但是很遗憾的就是说，物质的东西似乎并不能给我们这样的惊喜。
Unfortunately, material things cannot give us surprise all the time.
你新的东西一出来就是开始旧了
As soon as the new things comes out, it is then replaced by other things.
有什么东西越看越新呢？
Is there a thing that you can, the more you look at it, the newer it becomes?
从它出现就开始落伍了。
As soon as a thing appears, it becomes older.
之前这个 iPhone 2, iPhone 3, 很轰动。
A while ago, iPhone 2 and 3 were such great surprise.
有一个信徒他跟我这样讲。
There's a believer that told me.
他说传道，我买了这个 iPhone 3马上就后悔了。
Preacher, as soon as I got the iPhone 3, I regret it.
他说，我说为什么后悔？
I asked him why.
他说这么好的东西，我现在用现在才知道，真的是一就觉得太后悔，这太后悔是太晚买到了。
As soon as I started using it, I realized how great this device is, and so I regretted not having gotten it earlier.
但是现在有 iPhone 4出来。
But now we have the iPhone 4.
他可能又再次后悔。
He will probably regret again.
因为再不久又有5，搞不好一直出来。
Because there will soon be an iPhone 5. And
所以你的东西是不断的落伍。
So as soon as you buy something, that thing becomes old.
现在年轻人在追求新的东西。
And young people today like to pursue something new.
他们最怕被人家说他是落伍的。
They don't want to be untrendy.
所以他们宁可肚子饿没有饭吃，他们也要穿的最时尚的衣服。
They rather starve themselves and use the money to buy new clothes.
他们宁可没有饭吃，也要把头发弄得比较。像这个现在的这种流行。
They would rather starve themselves and then instead get their hairstyle that's most current.
这是一个追求新的时代。
And so this generation pursues new things.
但是很不幸的，你发现一直你的心其实是不断的被不断的落伍的开始，不断的被淘汰。
But we also see that new things are continually being replaced by newer things, and new things become old.
就像这个所罗门王 他的智慧真的很广大 他一眼就看穿了
Solomon was a truly wise man and he saw through everything
因为他什么都有了
because he had everything
如果人家要给他每天都新的东西的话 他那么有钱其实太简单了
It was easy for him to ask someone to provide him something new every day because he was very wealthy
一个人一生才能活多少的日子呢
How many days can you live in this lifetime?
3年才1000多个日子
There's only 1,000 days in 3 years.
30年就10,000多个日子
There's 10,000 days in 30 years.
用10,000多个新的东西来满足你新的每一天，太简单了。
It is possible to have something new every day in your life.
尤其像他这么有钱的一个君王。
Especially for someone as wealthy as he was.
那么有权势的君王。
He was such a king with authority.
他眼睛所看的没有得不到, 他心里所想的都可以去追求。
There's nothing that he saw or thought of that he could not obtain for himself.
但他很感慨，就是说，其实他的结论就是跟我们现在一样。
But his conclusion of the matter is that is the same as what we have today.
真的在这个日光之下的东西都是让人厌烦，没有什么新的。
There's nothing new under the sun, and these things can only make our life more tiresome.
这东西可能你以前没有，从来没有看过。It
is possible that you haven't seen something that is new to you.
但是它吸引你的惊喜大概没有几秒钟。But
the surprise effect that the thing has on you only lasts for a few seconds. And as soon as you know about that thing, it becomes old to you.
那我想说，一个人他的惊喜不能靠物质来持续。
And so I believe that we cannot sustain the surprise in life by material things.
其实人的真正的生命的活力是要从生命的更新来开始。
To have life in our life, we need to begin from the fundamental change in our life.
所以我们每一天的生活都能够有一种新的开始。
So in this way, we can live a new life every day.
这不是因为我们每一天都看到新的房间。
We do not live such a way by seeing new houses every day.
我们环游世界，每一天起来都是新的环境，新的国家。
And it doesn't mean that we have to go travel in the world and see a new country every day.
那样没有办法让你感受到惊喜。
Because that cannot make you be full of surprises in your life.
唯有真正的生命的更新才有办法。
Only when you have the newness of life can you experience that feeling.
我们来看哥罗西书三章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第9节
Verse 9
9节不要彼此说谎因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为穿上了新人这新人在知识上渐渐更新正如照他主的形象这段经文保罗这么说道
Paul says in this passage
他说我们不要彼此说谎
He says do not lie to one another
因为他前面有讲到一些这个 这个在救人的行为了
Previous to this, he had just described the behavior of those who are of the old man.
最后讲到这个说谎
It included lying.
然后呢，他说，因为你们已经脱去救人和救人的行为了。
And so he says, since you have put off the old man with his deeds,
然后穿上了新人。
And have put on the new man.
这个脱去救人才能穿上新人。
Only when we put off the old man can we put on the new man.
如果你一个人在穿衣服，不可能说他把新的衣服一直往外穿吧，那穿到变成太空人了。As
when you're trying to dress yourself, it's not good for you to keep putting on new clothes from the outside and not take off the old clothes.
他一定要把旧的脱掉，才穿上新的。You
need to take off the old clothes first.
那么这就是一样的道理，人不脱去旧的，没有办法穿上新的。
So by the same token, if we do not take off the old, we cannot put on the new.
可能在我们接受神的道理以后，觉得这个是新的，很好，我们要把它穿上。
perhaps when we first receive the gospel, we find that it is very good, and so we want to put on the gospel.
可是这个旧的也不错了，哦，舍不得脱掉。
But maybe we, at the same time, when we think that our old clothes is still good.
没关系，通通给它穿起来。
And so then we decide to keep the old and then put on the new.
那你就发现你这个行动很困难。
And then you'll find that it's very hard for you to move about.
天气冷的时候，有时候啊，我有时候比较怕冷，我里面穿一件，外面又再穿一件，哦。这个穿到觉得行动很困难。
When it's cold, I sometimes put on an inner garment and then an outer garment. At the end, I find that it's very difficult for me to walk.
那我们同样的道理，我们如果不舍得脱去旧的，还要穿上新的，我们就行动困难。
By the same token, if we do not want to put off the old clothes, but we then put on the new clothes, it would make us it would make it difficult for us to walk.
行道为什么会有困难，也是因为这个原因。
And the reason why it's hard for us to carry out the word is for the same reason.
所以主耶稣说，我们不能爱这个世界又爱天上的父。
So the Lord Jesus Christ said that we cannot love the world and love the Father in heaven.
人爱这个世界，因为这世界太美好了。
People love this world because they think that this world is so wonderful.
但是人又希望得到永生，又要爱天上的父。
At the same time, people want to receive eternal life, so they decide to love the
Heavenly
Father.
但是，你会发现可能你没有办法兼顾了。
But you'll find that you cannot mind both sides.
主耶稣说不要爱世间世界上的事。
Jesus said that you should not care for things of this world.
人如果爱这世界的话，爱父心就不在他里面。
If you love this world, the love of God, the Father, is not in you.
其实我们人活在这世界，我们很难说不去喜爱这个世界。
When we live in this world, it is hard for us not to love this world.
因为这个世界充满很多好新的事物，好的东西。
Because there are many good and new things in this world.
但是你会发现到这些东西，你到最后会发现，你像所罗门一样，你发现它会令你厌烦，你没有办法得到满足。
At the end, we will feel that they are tiresome to us, just as what Solomon concluded.
你有的人计划在他的那个规划里面，他要赚人生的第一个100万。
Some people have planned for themselves that they want to earn the first $1 million.
得到了又如何呢？
And once they have achieved that goal, what's next?
像我们台湾的金银之王，这个金银之神王永庆先生。
The richest person in Taiwan is named Mr. Wang.
他光是给孩子的遗产啊，给那个他留下来的遗产就，那三十，就有到100亿美金呐，
So the inheritance that he gave to
10亿嘛。
The inheritance he gave to his children, each one of his children, would be about 100 billion.
就 10 billion.
10 billion US dollars.
那天才算过。我们这个算法不太一样，然后有时候讲你们是听不清楚。
10 billion. 10 billion US dollars for each child.
那我们想说，如果我们有得到那么一点点，我就一辈子花不完了。
So just imagine that if you receive that inheritance, there's no way you can spend it all.
但是我觉得王永庆先生他好像不是很幸福的人。
But I don't think Mr. Wang is a very blessed person.
因为他用的毛巾都已经破破烂烂了，还在用。
Because he would reuse a towel that has already been tattered.
那他在喝咖啡的时候，那个奶油球倒下去以后，还要在咖啡里洗洗。
When he empties his vial of cream for his coffee, he would dump the vial in to rinse off the cream.
他是非常节省的人。
He's a very frugal man.
他一生就是要创造更伟大的企业。
His life's goal is to create the greatest business.
那他得到的又如何？
But what has he received?
也是这样子而已。
It is simply this.
所以人在追求这个这种物质的东西啊。
So as people pursue material gain,
人爱这个世界。
And people love this world.
但是并不一定会让他得到真正的这种 那种满足的感觉。
It is not for certain that they would feel fulfilled or satisfied.
我想我们像圣经说的，如果我们能够脱去旧人。
But if we learn after the Bible and to take off the old man.
这旧人都是从我们的那个情欲来的。
This old man had come from our emotions.
我们的情欲才会产生这种种的前面所说的这些这些罪恶的行为。
Or our fleshly desires, and come from this, these fleshly desires come these evil deeds.
那会阻止我们的成长。
And these will prevent us from growing.
所以属灵的成长要不断的更新。
In order to grow spiritually, we need to be renewed continually.
你必须脱啊，对不起，脱下旧人才能穿上新人。
We need to take off the old man and put on the new man.
他说这个新人在知识上渐渐更新。
And it says that the new man will grow in knowledge.
正如照他主的形象。
According to the image of him who created him.
这样的人生每天都是新的。
And if you live such a life, every day is new.
我们每天都是在神的生命里面。
And we can live in the life of God every day.
因为我们追求神的形象是没有止境的。
Because there's no end in pursuing the image of God.
所以我们才有可能感受到每天都是新的。
And that is why we can experience something new every day.
不会说到一个地方就停下来。
There is no way that we will reach a point where we find that we're not growing anymore.
所以唯有追求神的形象，我们才会有每天新的生命。
Only when we seek to imitate the image of God can we have a new life every day.
我们看使徒行传十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章第四节。
The book of Acts chapter 16 verse 4。
四节，他们经过各城，把耶路撒冷使徒和长老所定的条规交给门徒遵守。第五节。
Verse 5。
于是众教会信心越发坚固，人数天天加增。这段经文在讲到使徒时代的教会。
This describes the church in the apostolic time.
当教会能够在神的真理里面用这个共有的这种共识在真理上有共识的话
，When the church has a consensus among the members,
大家都能够遵守。
Regarding the truth, that everyone can keep the truth.
那我们就看到教会众教会信心会越发坚固。
If that is the case, we'll see that the churches would be strengthened in the faith.
人数天天加增。
And the membership would increase in number daily.
教会的人数加增是跟这个教会的信心有关系的。
So whether the church increase in membership depends on the strength in their faith.
这个信心不是负责人的，还有长职几个人几个圣职人员或工作人员的信心而已。
But this faith does not refer to the faith of the council members and the ministers only.
如果传道一个人的信心就能够让教会大大复兴的话，我觉得那是很可怕的事。
If simply by the faith of a preacher, we can revive the church, I believe it is a very terrible and scary thing.
那他就变偶像了。
Because he would then become an idol.
他所到之处都大大复兴。
Wherever he went, the church work would be revived.
这个还能站立得住吗？我真的很怀疑。
How can this person stand firm in his faith?
教会的信心就是全体。
So the faith refers to the combined faith of the church.
神会评估我们整体教会信心的总和。
God will judge us according to the combined faith of the church.
没有一个可以说他不需要参与这其中的。
So that not a person in the church can say that he doesn't want to participate in the work of the church.
因为每一个人的生命都有耶稣宝血的重价。
Because the Lord Jesus has paid a great price for every life.
所以每一个人都要承担这信心的这个力量。
So each one of us needs to carry on the weight of the faith of the church.
总体信心强，这个教会就强了。
If the combined faith of the church is strong, then the church will be strong.
所以我们今天这个时代，我们要有这样的认识，因为基督身体要合一。
We need to have this understanding in this age that is to combine the body of Christ.
We need
to unite within ourselves.
能够在信心上达到一个一定的程度。
So that we may together reach a certain level of faith.
虽然信仰是个人追求的事情。
Even though faith is something we pursue on an individual level.
但你知道你已经在这个属灵的战场上面的时候，你就知道他又要求不一样。
But when you place yourself on the spiritual battleground, you'll find that the requirement is slightly different.
这个阿兵，这个部队是整体性的。
The soldiers need to work together in one unit.
他不是几个将军很强就能够让这个部队打胜仗。
When you have, it doesn't mean that when you have very good generals, you would win the battle.
将军的强势于他在于他用他的话能够让这些所有的士兵信心被激励，那么战斗意志全部提升起来。
A good general is good in that he's able to encourage the soldiers to have this to have the faith in fighting the battle.
然后这个就变成一个很强的部队。
And then this will become a great unit.
所以我们看到这在这个使徒时代的教会。
So in this church at the apostolic time,
大家能够在这种真理上面追求，
we see that they were able to pursue the truth together.
能够遵守神的道理，
they were able to keep the word of the Lord.
让他们的信心越发的坚固，
they were able to strengthen their faith.
你看，很自然的，那个人数就天天增加。
And very naturally, we see that they increased in number daily.
神要把多少人给一间教会是神的事情。
It is God's matter to grant the membership to each church.
对他来说一点问题都没有。
It is an easy thing for him.
问题是他放下去的时候，这间教会撑得住吗？
But the more important question is, when God brings someone to church, can the church take care of these members?
他信心有没有够坚固？
Is the faith of the church strong enough?
这个网子够不够坚固？
Has the church built a net of faith that is strong enough?
他没有办法从一两个人的信心就坚固了这个教会的网子。
We cannot build a very strong net of faith by relying on a few people.
而是全体的。
It is a group responsibility.
所以我在注目教会的经验，我看到很多教会圣工很发展的教会。
So during my pastoring career, I noticed that a few churches that were very strong in their holy work.
其实传道去也不用做什么。
When I reached that church, I didn't need to do much.
照表操课而已。
I just had to follow what they asked me to do.
整个就是一直在往前，不断的那个力量，整体力量就一直在往前推动。
Because the holy work was already on a track and it was moving forward.
碰到很弱的教会，你在一直猛传道就要努力的拖，但是呢，没有什么动静。
But when you go to a church that is weak, the pastor may be trying the best to pull the church along, but nothing happens.
所以这是一个团队侍奉的时代。
And so this is an age in which we need to work together to serve God.
我们每一个人，我们像清晨的甘露一样。
And every one of us is like a drop of dew in the morning.
我们这清晨甘露这么样的众多。
And we can see that the morning dew is full of many drops of water.
每一个都这么晶莹剔透。
And each one of them is so beautiful and each one of them shines.
他的信心都那么的平均，那么坚强。
And the faith of the dews are so even and strong.
那你就看到了教会有新的发展。
When we see this, we'll find that this church is growing.
神会动工。
And God will work with this church.
而且动工起来，你都挡都挡不住的。
And once God starts working, even you cannot prevent it from growing.
那是一种神的一种整体的力量的一种推动。
And so this is how the work can be carried out by the group together.
所以我们个人是新的，整个教会也是新的。
So if we are new, we can make the church new.
让我们教会有新的发展。
So that the church can have new development.
再来第二个部分。
Secondly,
清晨的甘露可以说它是一个短暂的这个人生，短暂的时机出现短暂的时间了哈。
The morning dew lasts for a short time.
那这个短呢，就是让我们去思想我们的人生的这个如朝露一般了。
the shortness of life makes us think of how short life is.
但是我们另外又去思考说，这个露水啊，当它短暂的这个存在，却能够有很大的功效。
Even though the morning dew lasts for a short time, but it has great impact.
什么功效呢
？What kind of impact?
啊，露水它是很重要的一种那种调节气候的一个东西。
The morning dew plays an important role in conditioning the climate.
啊，如果这个地方有露水的存在
，If there is morning dew in a certain place,
它的气温哈，这个变化就不会那么大。
There would be less degree of temperature changes, fluctuation during the day.
啊，在我们这样啊，加州比较干燥的气候，我们发现露水就比较少。
We find that California is a dry state, and so there's very few dew in the morning.
啊，所以它的温差就比较大。
So the temperature change between night and day is great.
当露水牺牲的时候，它就达到这样的功效了。
So when a dew can give up its life, it can achieve this effect.
它虽然不见了，消失在空气中。
Even though the dew disappears, evaporates into the air.
但是它已经发挥它的价值。
It already has performed its worth.
甚至在中东那个地方啊，有以色列人，他们那水极度缺乏，他们会收集露水当做灌溉的水源。
In the Middle East, the Israelites would collect the morning dew to use in irrigation.
这都是露水的价值。
And this is the worth of the morning dew.
所以我们的基督徒也是一样。
It is the same with Christians.
我们的消失，我们的牺牲，其实就是达到了神啊这个的工作，神的工可以完成。
When we sacrifice or deny ourselves, we can help accomplish the work of God.
教会里面不要有我们在教会里面啊，不要有那种，就是说我们要让自己消失啊，不要出头。
We need to, as we do the work in church, we need to make ourselves disappear. We should not try to be the head.
让自己消失，让神的能力在这个教会发挥出来。
We should make ourselves disappear so that the power of God can work in the church.
这样的话，你就发现教会能够大大的这个得到这种神的这种同工。
If we do this, we'll find that God will work mightily within the church.
所以牺牲是一个很重要的一种精神，就像基督一样。
So it is very important for us to sacrifice ourselves just as Jesus Christ did.
所以我刚才提到这个神学院门口两个字哈。
So I mentioned earlier that there are these two plaques in front of the theological school in Taiwan.
这两个字有同样的一个意义。
And these two words carry a special meaning.
我们来看这个约翰福音十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
24节
Verse 24
12章24节
Chapter 12 verse 24
我实实在在的告诉你们一粒麦子若不 落在地里死了人就是一粒若是死了就结出许多子粒来这段经文耶稣他用一粒麦子形容他自己
Here the Lord Jesus Christ used a grain of wheat to describe himself
他说：“一粒麦子如果不落在地里死了，还是一粒。”
It says that unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone.
但是如果它死了，就可以结出，就成长新的这个植物出来，就长出很多的籽粒。
But if it dies, it produces much grain.
所以这就是跟露水一样，它都是要牺牲它的生命，消失它的生命。
The grain is like the morning dew, in that they need to sacrifice their own.To do something greater.
所以神学院在强调那种牺牲的精神。
And so the theological school wanted to instill this ideal of self-sacrifice.
所以我们说这个之前梁传道跟大家勉励说我们这个信仰要付出代价。
Previously, Preacher Liang encouraged everyone in saying that there is a price to be paid in following the Lord.
这是确实的。
It is a truth.
你不付出代价是没有办法。
If you do not pay the price, it is not possible to follow the Lord.
那我想，我们每一个人的牺牲就是那个代价。
And so, when we can sacrifice ourselves, that is the price that we pay.
保罗不是说吗？我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。
Paul also said, by the mercy of God, I beseech you to sacrifice yourselves as living sacrifice.
啊，那么是圣洁，是神所喜悦的。
To be holy and an acceptable sacrifice.
然后他后面说，你们这样侍奉是理所当然的。
And this is that's what you ought to do.
所以这个奉献不是说我好像损失很多，我牺牲很多。保罗说刚刚好而已啦，理所当然。
And it doesn't mean that we should feel that we're sacrificing a lot, but Paul said it is only a reasonable service.
一点也不过分。
And it's not something beyond your ability.
因为耶稣为我们付出的太大了。
Because Christ has given up so much for us.
所以我们能做的其实是没有办法来回报他。
So what we can do is only what's reasonable for us to repay his love.
所以我们的牺牲是理所当然。
And that is why our sacrifice is just a reasonable thing to do.
所以你说付出代价好像是我们做的损失。
Even though when we say that we need to pay a price, it seems that we are suffering loss.
其实用更积极的这种角度来看。
But if we look at it in a positive light.
你自己必须要这样做才有机会成为活祭。
Only when we do this can we have a chance to become a living sacrifice.
你才能够被神所用。
Only by doing this, we can be used by God.
你才有可能发挥生命的价值。
Only by doing this, can we live out the worth of your life.
因为基督他自己已经先献上了，献上自己当活祭了。
Because Christ himself has already given up his life for us as a living sacrifice.
所以他能够有这样生命的价值。
And that is why he is worthy of living this life.
我们每一个人也是一样。
And it is the same with us.
我们看生命记十六章里面说的。
Let's turn to the Deuteronomy chapter 16.
生命记十六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 16.
十六节。
Verse 16.
十六章十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16.
神给以色列人一个重要的一个观念。
There's an important concept that God had given to the Israelites.
说一切的男丁要一年三次啊，在朝见神。
It says that all your males shall appear before the Lord three times a day.
十七节说。
Three times a year.
十七节说要按自己的力量，照神所赐的福来奉献礼物。
And they shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord.
所以每一个人都有神所赐的福了。
So each one of us has received.Blessing from God.
你是按照这个神所赐的福奉献你所有的。
And you should offer to God according to what you have.
这样的奉献这里当然是指着这个财务来说的。
And this kind of sacrifice or offering refers to material offering.
其实我们从广义的来说可以指着更多的奉献。
But more broadly speaking, it can refer to other types of offering.
因为神给我们的福不只是财务。
Because God has not only blessed us with material things.
我们都可以按照我们所领受的来奉献给神。
And so in every way we can offer to God according to what we have received.
所以彼得才会用这样的奉献把它转化到所谓的灵属灵的祭。
That is how Peter then transformed this concept into a spiritual sacrifice.
我们看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
第二章第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4.
我们第二章第四节。
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。五节。
Verse 5.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石。被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着基督，耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。这段经文在讲到。
This passage tells us.
我们的生命可以跟基督一样，是有那活石的价值。
Our lives can be the same as the life of Christ in that we will have the worth of a living stone.
因为我们也是被拣选的。
Because we have been chosen.
所以我们有这样的一种。宝贵的身份。
And so we have a precious status.
我们就像基督一样是活石。
We're just like the Lord Jesus Christ, we're a living stone.
然后呢，我们也参与在这个灵宫的建造里面。
At the same time, we can participate in building up a spiritual house.
我们能够参与在神所建造的这种神的国度里面。
we can participate in the building of the spiritual kingdom.
啊，这就是我们的福气。
And that is our blessing.
那如果是用这样的观念来想的话，
And if we think about this matter according to this concept,
我看大家是拼了命的啊，要把这个要把自己献上。
We should then strive to offer ourselves.
因为到哪里，你把自己献到哪里，有这样的价值呢？
Because where else can you offer up yourself and receive such worth in your work?
你献给一个公司，
If you offer yourself to a company,
能得到活石的价值吗？
Can you receive the status of being a living stone?
你就算进入总统府，
Even if
成为这个重要的官员，
work for the White House and become an important official,
甚至你成为总统，你献给这个国家，
or even when if you can offer yourselves as the president and offer yourself to the country,
你有这个活死的价值吗？
Can you receive the reward or the worth of being a living stone?
所以今天因为基督的缘故，我们有这个价值。
But because of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have this worth today.
我们所献的是最高级的。
And what we can offer is the best that we can offer.
世人都没有这个机会。
And the people from this world do not have this opportunity.
所以这是一种，这可以说是一种那种我们类似这种公司哈在暂缺的那种心情啊。有那个缺额出来，你去占那个缺额。
We should see this as an opportunity, such as when you are looking for a job, and when you see a job opening in a company, you will be very eager to take it.
这间公司它缺五个人。
If this company is looking for 5 workers,
啊，你要去知道了，赶快去应征，你去占那个缺。
As soon as you find out about it, you will go and interview and try to get the position.
哎，那你占到了就别人就不能来了。
Because once you have been offered the job, other people cannot receive the same offer.
但是你放弃了，别人又来占了，你就没机会。
But if you turn down the job offer, then that opening is then open to other people, and then you will have no more chance.
当然神是希望所有的人都来占缺啦。
And so I believe that God wants everyone to have this opportunity to take the vacant spots in this work.
但是他说得救的人数满了。
And he says that once the number is fulfilled,
那个神的国就要来到。
The kingdom of heaven will come.
所以我们也像在占天国的缺一样。
And so we should see this as if we're looking for a job opening in the kingdom of God.
那是我们属于我们的。
And this job belongs to us.
你可以放弃。
You can give it up.
但是放弃就是你最大的损失。
But if you give it up, you will suffer great loss.
所以这种奉献的观念。
And so we need to have this concept of self-sacrifice.
看起来是一种义务。
Even though it may seem like a chore,
但是也是一种权利。
But it's also your right.
所以我们好像清晨的甘露。
So we're like the morning dew.
我们有利用短暂的这个生命。
And we have such a short life.
能够活出生命的价值。
If we can live out the worth of our lives,
我想这是神给我们的的恩宠。
It is the greatest blessing that God can give us.
再来就是。这个清晨的甘露还有一个特色就是清洁。
Another quality of the morning dew is that it's very pure.
因为这个露水是空中凝结的。
Because this water droplet has been formed from the atmosphere.
它不是在地上流动的。
It was not formed by water that has been on the ground.
所以这个露珠啊，这个晶莹剔透，你看过去是整个很干净的。
That is why this water droplet is very clear and pure.
这是一种我们说基督徒好像这个属天的生活一样。
So we say that Christians are like are living on earth as if they're living in heaven.
它不受地的污染。
Christians should not be contaminated by this world.
那在哥林多前书十五章那里这么讲到。
And First Corinthians chapter 5 verse.
我们看哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15 it says.
十五章四十九节。
Verse 49.First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 49.
我们既有属土的形状，将来也必有属天的形状。这节经节说到。
It says.
我们现在是属土的形状，是带着肉体的生命。
It says we have been born we have borne the image of the man of dust.
但是他说将来必有属天的形状。
But we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man.
所以我们是在追求一种圣洁的过程。
And so we are on this journey of pursuing holiness.
神召我们的旨意就是要我们成为圣洁。
And the will of God is for us to pursue holiness.
基督徒生活是跟这个世人生活是有所分别的。
And so the life of a Christian is very different or separated from the life of a person from this world.
但是我们也有可能会被影响。
But it is also likely that we'll be influenced by the world.
所以我们能够在灵修上能够时常来提醒自己。
So we should remind ourselves during our spiritual cultivation.
能够来在主的道理里面。
That we should walk in the word of God.
那我们就能够保守自己的圣洁。
In this way, we can maintain our holiness.
在这个露珠哈，它有一个很有趣的现象。
And this water, morning dew also has a very interesting characteristic.
有一次我躺在草地上，我往树上看，刚好这个树叶中间有这个蜘蛛网，蜘蛛网上面很多露水。
One time I was lying on the grass and I was looking up in a tree and I see this spider web and on the spider web there are water droplets.
哇，那个太阳光穿透过来的时候，那个露水。彩色的很漂亮。
When the sunbeam shines through the water droplets on the spider web, makes many wonderful colors.
这是一种，当然这是一个那个物理现象。
We know that this is a physical phenomenon.
那是反射光的原理。
And it is by the principle of refraction.
所以这让我思考到说，我们基督徒如果是这个露珠的话。
But it made me think that if Christians are like the water droplets,
那么你里面你这个水越洁净的话，那个阳光反射越漂亮。
The clearer the water droplets are, the more beautiful this spectrum of light will become.
我们表现的形象，其实都是在反射基督耶稣的形象。
Because our behaviors ultimately reflect the image of Christ Jesus.
我们自己只是一个露水。
And we're but water droplets.
但是因为基督的缘故。
But because of the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们能够来显出那种光啊，那种美丽的色彩出来。
He allows us to exhibit these wonderful rainbow colors.
所以我们追求成圣。
As we pursue holiness,
其实就是把基督的光啊，把它表明出来。
We are exhibiting the light of Christ.
这就是灵修的原理了。
And this is the principle of spiritual cultivation.
如果没有阳光的话，露水你看只是一个露水。
If there is no light, then the water droplets are but water droplets.
没有任何色彩。
There's no color within that droplet.
人如果要靠自己的称义、自己的好、自己的善良来称义，就像这样一样，你其实只是那个一这个没有毫不起眼的一个露珠。
If we humans try to justify ourselves by our goodness, we'll find that we remain as water droplets. There's no color.
但是你今天是要表现基督的时候就不一样，你要荣耀基督就不一样。
But as we try to glorify Christ Jesus, the results will be different.
所以我们的灵修方向就是荣耀神，荣耀神。
And so our spiritual pursuit should be that of glorifying God.
所以我们祷告不断的赞美神也是一样啊。
So when we pray, we should continually praise God.
这就是我们的生命。
And that should characterize our lives.
我们生命可以让基督在我们身上来彰显出来。
We should allow our lives to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们来看希伯来书第一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 1.
希伯来书第一章。
Hebrews chapter
1. 第三节。
Verse 3.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。这段经文在讲到耶稣基督。
Here describes the Lord Jesus Christ.
基督耶稣他是天上的神。
Christ Jesus is the God in heaven.
道成肉身。
He came to this world as man.
但是他不是神，他不是神本身。
But he is not God himself.
所以约翰说没有人从来没有见过神。
And that is why John said that no one has seen God.
只是借着耶稣基督把它表明出来。
But it was through Christ Jesus that he was manifested.
所以基督是神荣耀所发的光啊。
And so Christ Jesus is the glorious light of God.
所以看到基督就像看到神，因为那个光就是从神来的。
And so that is why when you see Jesus, it's as if you have seen God because it is shining the light of God.
那基督是神本体的真相。
And he is the truth of